This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station right here, where it's currently a balmy, 51 degrees. And a special shout goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, and let's not forget about the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. If you can't hear us any other way, other than via the internet, why not try going over there and listen there? That is the direct stream of our program coming right out of our flagship station and then being shot all over the satellite airwaves. So there you go. Okay, joining us right now, the man, the myth, the legend in the frozen tundra up there in Michigan, it's Rod Edwards. Yes, yes, and yes. They're basking in the breeze. And you are doing what? All right.
Good morning.
Yeah, you had to wait for them to finish, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Very polite here.
No. You get to talk over them. I mean, they stayed out there a little bit longer, but see, now we got the guys that are drinking coffee, that they put the alcohol down because that closed a little while ago. So now they're into coffee. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes, let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let me see here. All eyes are on Kenosha, Wisconsin right now because the judge will charge the jury at 9 a.m. this morning, and they'll be on their own doing their deliberating to decide whether or not they're going to convict or set free or acquit, whatever the case might be, this young man, Mr. Rittenhouse.
Well, based upon what I've seen so far and have read about this situation, I pray that he is acquitted because he didn't just out and out go and murder someone. Yeah, people died, but of course, he defended himself, and that's what you're supposed to do. If someone comes at you and your life is threatened, literally, you're to defend yourself. God gave us that right. Our Constitution, our Bill of Rights recognizes that right, and he exercised it. Should be case closed, basically.
Well, a lot of people are concerned about that. A lot of people are concerned about the jury and whether or not they fear for their lives if something were to happen. And whether
they
or not
that's the question. Yeah.
Yeah, whether or not they had the intestinal fortitude to stand up.
Yeah, but that's see, this is this case, I think, will set a lot of precedent, you know, especially if it were to go the wrong way. And if you saw that activist prosecutor I mean, both of the prosecutors that did most of the speaking, in my opinion, they were out of their minds.
I saw them, and I saw the assistant prosecutor, and I saw the judge, especially yesterday, had the jury taken out of the room, I think twice, maybe three times, to once again explain the rules of Hoyle to these guys, and they just don't get it. Either that or they don't want to get it.
They didn't want to get it. They know. They don't want to get it. They were just trying to get away with pushing their agenda rather than pushing the evidence. And the real evidence points to the fact that the young man protected himself. And they tried to even make a case, well, he traveled across state lines. Okay, well, first of all, his dad lives there.
Yeah, that was because of the gun. That's what that all started with. And then they dropped the gun charges.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a bunch of bull capitalists with a hit. And I just pray for the young man that, and for the precedent that would be set if he were to be found guilty. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would just make the leftists in government and in the judiciary just lick their chops.
All right. Well, yesterday Joe Biden went out into the South Lawn of the White House, and here's what happened.
In a South Lawn bill signing ceremony attended by some 800 guests, the president hailed the legislation as good news for the country.
America's moving again, and your life is going to change for the better.
He also emphasized the bill's bipartisan support, as did GOP Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, one of the key negotiators.
This is what can happen when Republicans and Democrats decide we're going to work together to get something done.
Portman said removing tax increases and partisan social spending was instrumental in winning bipartisan support. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Now, I'm okay with what was said until the last part there, and that's just not true.
Correct. And you know what really got me, Captain? Well, you and I know that this is a bunch of wasteful spending, correct?
At least 10% of it.
Yeah. Every time I hear with these wasteful bills, there's bipartisan support, and you have these Republicans like Portman, whom is a... Well, I hear the music, and we'll get back to it.
You bet. And we will be right back with more, and Ron Edwards, too, so don't go anywhere. Got an Edwards notebook lined up in the queue for you to listen to when we come back. So the Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. More coming back right after these messages.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, thank you very much, Kathy. This portion of the program, Ron Edwards. Edwards Notebook is brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. And here comes the Edwards Notebook right now.
Is Taiwan officially now in mortal danger? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, China's foreign ministry has demanded that the U.S. immediately stop all forms of official interactions with Taiwan. Wang Wenbin of China's foreign ministry said the recent U.S. congressional visit to Taiwan gravely violates the One China policy. Wenbin added that the 1.4 billion Chinese people, including their compatriots in Taiwan, share the overwhelming aspiration for national reunification. Is that true, or is the fact that the current weak U.S. foreign policy and the Chinese concubine U.S. regime leader Joe Biden the real reason that China now feels comfortable enough to overtly tell the U.S. to immediately stop all forms of official interactions with Taiwan? One thing is for sure. If the U.S. was not being ruled by a Chinese concubine president who oversees a now woke military, I highly doubt China would be making such demands at this time. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the Ron Edwards American Experience via theronedwards.com.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Now, let me tell you something about Ron Edwards and the Edwards Notebook. First of all, I'm going to bring him in here. How long have you been doing the Edwards Notebook?
Oh, man, my gosh, over 20 years.
See, I told you, you're old as dirt.
Well, if I'm old as dirt, then you...
I'm older than dirt.
You predate creation.
I'm older than dirt. I go into gravel. All right. Well, the reason I said that is because have done that, and you've gotten very good at that. A lot of people appreciate having that. But, of course, we need to talk about the fact that I sit here, and one of the reasons that we have that on and you're on is because of the coffee that I'm about to sip, because I'm going to do this. Today it's not iced coffee, folks. It's real coffee. Let's see here. Oh, that's good. Okay, and I'll tell you what. It's got a delicious taste. It's not acidic. My problem with coffee is, you know how you get that coffee and it just starts your stomach burning? You know what I mean, Ron?
Yep. After 20 minutes, most coffees become very acidic.
Yeah, and this does not do that. So to find out more about what I'm talking about, go to Constitutional Grounds Coffee on the website, theronedwards.com. That's Ron's website, theronedwards.com. And check it out. Use the promo code RE20. That gives you a 20% discount on your purchase. And remember, they've got great coffee there. And Constitutional Grounds is what, Ron?
The coffee you want in your cup.
Well, it's in mine, I'll tell you that. It's in mine, and I really enjoy it. And I appreciate the fact that I'm able to partake in the partakement of that coffee. All right, let's go back to the what this mess was that just got passed.
I want to say something specific about this hot mess. First of all, when these spending bills are planned, these tax dollars are taken from states, whether it's Ohio, Michigan, all of our states, right?
Right.
And then it's sent back, or a fraction of that money is supposedly sent back to invest in roads, whatever. Well, why is it that that has to be? Why did the American people allow this to happen? First of all, the money should remain in the states, and the states should be in charge of their own roads. If you go, let's say, from Michigan to Ohio, it's like two different worlds. In Michigan, it's like boom-bitty-boom-bitty-boom-bitty-boom-bitty. As soon as you hit the Ohio line, it's smooth as glass. It's based upon the states. And this stealing the money from the states to supposedly take care of the infrastructure does not really improve a road, a bridge, or anything like that. And I don't think this is going to do that much to make a huge difference in the quality of our roads and bridges. It is not. They never have. These federal spending programs are a waste of money and taking more wealth from the citizenry and from the states to, I think, economically increase the power of the centralized federal government.
Now, let me ask you a question. You know what the word train refers to when we're talking trucks, right?
Train?
Yeah, a truck, train. You seen those?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know what the weight is? You know what the weight is on those things?
Absolutely, I do not.
About 120,000 pounds, and they travel the roads in Michigan. They're legal. They bring them over from Canada, and they bring them over into Michigan. They can travel the interstates. They can't go very far off the road, but they haul very, very heavy loads. And the wheelbases on those trains are about the length of the bumpity, 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 bumpity. I think that's what's going on with your roads.
No, because they go over Ohio, too. Ohio has, on average, even more.
Yeah, but Ohio uses, and this is something I know about Ohio, Ohio uses a totally different type of ingredient when they do their asphalt. It's not just asphalt.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're correct. And they're deeper. They're dug deeper.
Right.
And the reason why in Michigan they're so shallow is because there's also a little wink-wink with the unions.
Mm-hmm.
And they're allowed to make cheaper roads in Michigan so that every 2 years you got to rebuild the roads.
Great idea.
For the unions,
but not
for the taxpayers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Okay, well, we'll trudge on here. How's that? The Democrats have launched and have been launching a desperate attack against the Republicans in the face of their recent terrible showings and their polling showing them 2022-2024. It's only going to get worse, in my opinion.
I hope you're correct. But, you know, I do believe that the Republicans are going to make some gains and all of that, and that's nice. But here's the thing. Because of recent history, I don't trust the Republicans. You get a true conservative president to lead the GOP, they turn on him. Then a portion of them would rather work with the likes of a Biden to help turn the country into a quagmire. So, you know, when it comes to voting for these Republicans, we the people have to do a much better job of vetting. You've mentioned this quite often, Captain.
Yep.
And that's where it comes down to we the people and our wisdom. You know, it's bad. Between the two parties, we're in a heap of hurt here.
Yeah, we most certainly are. Now, a Texas Congressman, Lance Gooden, has uncovered a nonprofit effort to move migrants across the USA. Wow.
Well, it's always been nonprofit. The government doesn't we don't make money off of the government transporting them anyway. But whoever is transporting them around the country, whether it's government or so-called nonprofit or whatever, or both, here's the thing. This is wrong. This is evil. This is hurting our country. This is hurting we the people. It is also putting another strain on our budget, our national budget, which basically is putting a strain on taxpayers who are charged with these bills. And it goes on and on and on. I'm looking at a picture here. These people on top of a they're right there at the border, and it hurts my heart, man, to see. What the border agents have to go through, Captain.
Yeah, I know.
The abuse that they receive, and no one cares in D.C. And I say both parties don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't think. Well, there are a few individuals in the Republican Party, but for the most part, the majority, in my opinion, do not care. And who suffers? We the people.
Yep. All right, let's talk about Tyson. Rising inflation costs have now forced Tyson Foods to make a further price hike to offset the production costs. This is a big deal because they represent 20% of the poultry market.
No, government policies are causing this inflation. The last time I checked, you've got chicken prices up 19%. Their chicken isn't that good anyway. But, you know, for the people that buy it, it's just more and more expensive. And, 13% price improvement, they call it an improvement, for fiscal year 2021 and a 24% increase in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy. Yeah. And why? Mm-hmm. Because of the majority is because of government policies.
And I'm going to try to get this in. We got about 30 seconds.
Sure.
A new bill introduced by Representative Nancy Mace from South Carolina would federally decriminalize and tax marijuana. This is an alternative to the Democratic proposal to merely legalize the drug.
It's a better alternative. I agree with that. It's another way to... I hate new taxes anywhere, but, you know, I'd rather have a sales tax on a product than what the Democrats propose for this. So I'll leave it there.
All righty. Well,
it is what it is.
We will talk to you on Thursday, and hopefully I'll be able to chat with you this afternoon on your show. So have yourself a great day.
Yeah, hopefully. We're going to try to get you on.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought, and I'll see you later. Okay. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, as well as his website is theronedwards.com. Go over there and check it out.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden told Chinese President Xi Jinping at the start of Monday night's virtual summit that he's looking forward to a candid and forthright discussion on how to establish common sense guardrails between the two superpowers. Biden has historically said that he knows Xi better than any other world leader. It should be noted President Biden did not mention COVID-19 once to President Xi. Mark and Patricia McCloskey, the St. Louis couple who had faced gun charges after arming themselves against Black Lives Matter protesters near their home last year, are in Kenosha, Wisconsin to support Kyle Rittenhouse as the jury deliberates. They said, "We think Mr. Rittenhouse has been politically prosecuted, as were we, and we're hoping that the jury will find him not guilty on all counts and that he can go home a free man." President Biden signed into law a $1 trillion infrastructure bill at a White House ceremony on Monday. Roughly one-tenth of the money will go to traditional infrastructure projects. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Listening to source material for the early shows. This is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce between 2 and 6 a.m.
All righty, thank you very much. That's Jeff in Sarasota who did that. And yeah, there's a lot of programs that use our overnight show as their source material because they're listening to us right now before they go on the air at 6 o'clock. And you're welcome for all of that. I won't mention any names, Mike. I won't mention any names. But anyway, hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners who just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, from South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. You heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat. When it comes to price and customer service, it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. They have over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you could dream of. And oh, by the way, their mission statement, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Now, clean trade-ins, got them. Off-lease vehicles, got them. They come with a complete warranty, too. They're commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage of that. And you want to upgrade your ride now? Your vehicle, folks, if it's in good condition, could be worth as much as 25% more than the Blue Book value on it. How about that? Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great deals on vehicles. Don't forget to check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV in the market. The inside of that Rogue is now as big as a Murano. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and they just broke ground up there in Brooksville. They'll be coming to Brooksville in a couple of months or so, and I'll be up there for the grand opening. Can't wait for that. Check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, this weekend, we're going to be over at the Two Guys Gun Show, Gun and Knife Show, which is going to be a little bit different than the normal. There's going to be a lot of antique guns and a lot of militaria that's going to be there. It'll highlight some of the equipment that comes from not only the Civil War and the Revolutionary War, but also World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and right up to the modern era in some cases. You'll take a trip through history with some of the weapons you'll see there. Not just guns, not just pistols and rifles, but also the knives and the swords and all that. And some of the vests and some of the helmets and all the different things they had. It's going to be very, very unique. And it's educational for sure for the kids to see this equipment. Now, it'll be at the Largo Event Center, which is formerly the Midreg Hall, located at 6340 126th Avenue North, Largo, Florida. You're there Saturday from 9 to 5. I'm there from 9 to 3. They're there Sunday from 9 to 3. Free parking. They have food. Active military, you are allowed to come in free with your military ID. Active law enforcement, you get in free with your military, with your ID. And that goes for firefighters too, by the way, not just law enforcement. And kids 16 and under are free. So come on out Saturday and Sunday to the Two Guys Gun Show in Largo. For more information, go to twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. Now, today, rounding out my schedule of events, I'll be at the Mission Barbecue at West Waters, which is where we're at every Tuesday. We have a lot of fun there, enjoy it a lot, and always a lot of good people stop by to see us. By the way, Eric, why don't you take the corporate jet down here? You can come down and have lunch with us. And there you go. Let's see here. Here's something interesting. Okay, this just popped over the wires. An Oklahoma bill has been introduced which would allow employees to sue for $1 million over the mandated vaccines. This includes the National Guard. Wow. How about that one? Well, they're serious over there in Oklahoma. And again, they have a, Eric said something about, what about a state militia? They have a state militia in Oklahoma. They really do. It's a certified state militia. So, and they do fall under the orders of the governor, have nothing to do with the federal end of things. So we'll see what happens there. There's a collision course right now between the Department of Defense and General Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, and the governor of Oklahoma. Now, I don't know, and I'm going to pay attention to this today to see what goes on. I'll be watching it from time to time after 9 o'clock. Obviously, I'm not awake at that time. I'm usually sleeping, so I'll have my my phone set off to my side with the alarm on in case something happens in a Rittenhouse trial and I need to know about it real quick. But the jury gets that case today at 9 a.m. They were given their instructions yesterday. They'll be given final instructions today. And away they go, and we'll see where it goes. a lot of people, and I don't want to speculate on this, but a lot of people believe he's just going to be found innocent and that's it, walk away, see ya. But I'm going to play devil's advocate for a minute. Suppose you're a member of the jury and you find the guy innocent and somebody finds your name out that doesn't particularly care for what you did. You think they're going to come seek you out? Probably. Unless there's a way of keeping the jury's the jurors' names out of it altogether. And there should be. There should be, in my opinion. Some people don't agree with that. I've had discussions about that in the past. But in a particular trial like this where it could get you in big trouble, you could get accosted, you could get beat up, or worse, I don't think anybody should know who the heck you are or how you voted. The vote is whatever it is, and nobody cares on the other end. Just protect the people that are going to be jurors, because this is the thing they don't tell you when you go to jury duty. I know because I've been on a couple of juries in my time, and these guys make threats. When you find them guilty and the judge sentences them, they make threats, guys and gals. Now, the other thing is, I know that the lead prosecutors called the rioters yesterday heroes. I heard them say it. I was watching when they said that. I couldn't believe my ears that they would praise people that were burning, looting, rioting, beating people up, or worse. And they call them heroes. What's that say for the prosecutors, other than there were Democrats? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And then, by the way, the White House press secretary yesterday, Jen Psaki, refused to explain why President Biden chose to label Kyle Rittenhouse a white supremacist immediately after the 17-year-old shot three white men during the riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year. He was white himself. So how's that racist? It's not, if you think about it. But then what do I know? So we'll wait. We'll see what happens. If they come back quickly, the rule of thumb is usually the jury finds the defendant innocent. If they're out a while, it could mean a couple things. Number one, they can't agree, which means they have a hung jury. And if they can't agree, and the judge sends them back to try it again, might send them back two or three times. We've seen that happen over the years. And they still come back hung, then guess what? Mr. Rittenhouse walks free. Then what happens up there in Kenosha, Wisconsin, I say? Well, to my brothers of the badge, stay low. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Ron Edwards is going to take us to our break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Network, and you're listening to the Captain Matt Bruce on America's Third Watch.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. The final segment here of the program today brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. It's across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old tall 9-foot Uncle Sam red, white, and blue in the American flag, too. Now, all their shades, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominic's also offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Once again, the phone number is 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you when you get a hold of them. And who knows, sometimes you wind up with some of that pastry that's in the back room there. Sometimes, not all the times. Well, certainly today will be a busy day amongst busy days. But the things that we're going to be seeing, they're going to bombard us all day long with the Rittenhouse trial and the talking heads and what they think is going to happen. But maybe we need to start looking a little bit elsewhere at the problems we got. For example, the border is going to continue to be a problem because Biden, quite honestly, doesn't want to fix the problem there. They want these people to come into this country. They want the system to be overloaded. That's all part of what the Cloward Pivot strategy is. They're using it, they're doing it, and we know it. Now, making matters worse, his approval rating on his immigration policy is down to 35%. But making matters worse, 81% of registered voters believe that the border is a serious issue, according to The Hill. Now, from Senator Ted Cruz, over 1.4 million illegal aliens have crossed since Biden took office. The public health, humanitarian, and normal security crisis continues to be a disaster along that border, and it gets worse every day because we're not enforcing anything. Unbelievable. Now, here's something else to consider. On the campaign trail, President Biden repeatedly promised that his administration would not tax or raise the taxes on anybody making less than $400,000 per year. Now, I told you that was a bunch of nonsense. And now, it looks like as if the Democrats may be on the verge of shattering that pledge in a huge way. Because the left-leaning Tax Policy Center examined House Democrats' BBB legislation and determined that, as written, the policy package would raise taxes on millions of middle-class households. A toxic bill that gets more poisonous. And from the Wall Street Journal, if the $4 trillion house spending bill passes, the U.S. will have the highest combined federal and state personal income tax in the developed Western world. Is there anyone doubting that's not going to happen? I believe it is. These people, they have no idea. Well, they have an idea. But what they're trying to do is just stick it to us every time we turn around. By the way, did you see the little impromptu television expose last night between Biden and President Xi, Chinese president? I'm sure that went over well. But it becomes what it becomes, and we just sit back and we watch and see what happens. And, of course, the great thing about America and all the stuff that goes on is that we, the people, control what transpires here. Okay, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Laredo calling out of Georgia.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, but I hope you are too. Mine is fine to speak to you. It's always an honor and a privilege.
Thank you, sir.
And, I'm fed up with all these politicians.
Yep.
I really am. I think we need to change this thing. Let's go Brandon to Let's Go Henry to include all these politicians who are not standing up to this idiot up there.
Yeah.
And especially the ones that want to agree with everything he has to say. So I'm just going to say, Let's Go Henry.
Oh, okay, well, can I one up you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's go, America.
Well, that's very true.
Yes,
that's
sir. True. Let's go, America. Let's go, Henry. We'll learn what it means, won't we?
Hey, man, God bless you. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, my friend. You take care up there in Georgia. All righty, and I believe he's listening to us up there in Valdosta. Now, let's see. Here's our buddy Fred down in Fort Lauderdale. He says, Captain Joe's comments reason Rittenhouse are reminiscent of those of his idol Obama, who spoke out in the Professor Gates matter in Cambridge. Yeah, he did. The cop acted stupidly. I remember that. You're right, Fred. I remember that. And it's an unusual circumstance when a judge sits there on a bench yesterday and tells the jury not to pay any attention to what anybody's saying and caps it by saying, including the former president and current president of the United States. That's really something when a judge in a murder trial, which is what this actually is, turns around and says that. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But, hey, would you expect anything else in the circumstances here based on what we're all keep seeing? I wouldn't. And for my friends up there, let's see here. For my friends up there in the Carolinas, South Carolina, North Carolina, where it's probably down around 32 degrees this morning or maybe a little bit less, especially going up by 95. I hope the heat works where you're at. A lot of people down here in the South, they don't have furnaces. They have space heaters that they bring out when they need to in the wintertime because it's not that cold that often. And I know a couple of my neighbors yesterday went and got theirs. And out of their sheds, I saw them doing it, and I said, please be careful. I said, by the way, before you put that inside, plug it in outside and let it blow all the cobwebs out so you don't have the smell of smoke inside your house and it trips your smoke detector. A couple of them didn't even realize that. But that's the secret. If you have to turn those things on and they've been sitting for a while, they accumulate the dust in there on those coils, it'll smell like the place is burning down and your smoke alarm is liable to go off. So remember that. Save yourself a bunch of grief. And if you got one of the automatic dialers that calls the fire department, you'll save the fire department from showing up. When you look out the window and go, hey, there's a fire truck. Yep, coming to visit you. Oh, well. Let's not forget either that the checks this week go out for the fifth child tax credit payment. That's the last one. And then we'll see what happens then. People will go back to work, maybe. Maybe not. But it is going to be an interesting event to watch and see, for sure. And for those of you up there in Ohio, for God's sake, don't try to speed up and go zooming around a snowplow. 475% the rates are up, accident rates in Ohio, crashes with snowplows. Don't try to speed up and go sailing around a snowplow when a lot of times, especially in the four-lane roads, they're double wingers. They got both wings down, and you go to pass them on the left-hand side, you can't see the wing. Boom, there you are, and there you go. That's number one. And, of course, the plows aren't just straight across the front anymore. They like to angle them to push the snow to the right or the left of the roadway. That makes them a little bit strange out in front of the vehicle. Longer or whatever. Okay. Y'all have a great day. I'll see you at the Mission Barbecue. 11:30 a.m. West Waters here in Tampa. God bless America. Stay low.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.